Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome North State to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402. It's Carl Lindebot. What a beautiful day. What a great way to start off February 26th, 2009. Another great way is to introduce the crew here. Our producer, Frosty.
Good morning.
Anything going with you?
No, really. I just was excited to see the sun.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, yeah. it blinded me almost.
Blinded you.
Mm-hmm. Crispy morning.
It was. You know, just the fact that you get them out in the daytime is scary because you have to get in here so early. And, of course, my soulmate, Linda. Good morning, hon.
Well, good morning. Good morning to everyone. And, again, Carl and I want to invite you tonight to Vintner Cellar from 5 to 8. That is on California and Placer Street. From 5 to 8 tonight, we are going to be shaking hands. We'd like to meet you, our listeners, and just come by and say hello. We have some hors d'oeuvres. And it's kind of our launching party. You have a special announcement to make tonight as well. No, I'm not having a baby. It's nothing like that. But it's something very, very exciting for us.
Scared me for a second.
For okay. A show. Also want to remind you about the 28th. It's the Women's Fair Free with, I think, over 150 booths on everything from finance to health to beauty. There'll be consultants there. Come by. I'll be there all day long in my Zree booth. Booth 333. We'd love to invite you to come to there. Mark on your calendars next week, March 3rd, Bebe Neuwirth is going to be calling in from the road. We're so excited because, of course, you know she's here on the 8th of March. And we're going to be giving away some tickets and have you a couple couples join us. But be making your list of calling in and asking some interviews because she's quite interesting. Of course, you know she was Frasier's wife, Lilith, on Cheers, as well as a Tony-winning, fabulous actress, a musical star, and she's doing her one-woman show, so I am thrilled.
I think she was in Chicago, or she was on the Broadway stage for Chicago and won the Tony for that. So, yeah, she is, I think she's hilarious when you see her when she was with Frasier, the things that she would tear him up.
But we have no idea. A lot of us do not have any inclination of what a wonderful dancer. She's unbelievable as a dancer.
And this is a one-woman show, or is this
one-woman show?
One-woman show. Great. You know, hey, today we are going to be talking about these healthcare initiatives that kind of were put into the stimulus plan that a lot of people don't realize what's going on with that and how the tremendous impact they are going to have on our lives, or they could have on our lives. And I think it's even going to get even more significant after listening to President Obama the other night. He was right. We have to face up to our problems, and our problems are education, health care. You know, those are some big things that we've got to take a look at. And, of course, it's got to be, you know, which is the best way. But some of the things that I've seen and a lot of other people have seen are just, you know, it makes you wonder. So we want to talk about that today, and our guest is going to be Dr. Mark Pierce. And Dr. Pierce is well-versed in what's going on the political side of it, plus being a great doctor. But we're going to address that as soon as we come back from our break. This is Carl Lindebot from Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl Lindebot. This portion of the show brought to you by Rob Logan, attorney at law, 1350 Placer Street. Rob specializes in bankruptcies, civil, criminal court cases. He's the man that will go to the mat for you. He cares about his clients, and he is not going to let you down. Okay, our guest today, Dr. Mark Pierce. And the reason we asked Dr. Pierce to come in, and Mark's got a couple of clinics here in town at Hilltop, and where's the other one? It's on Eureka?
Eureka Way.
Right. Yeah. Well, now, the reason we brought him in today is that Mark and I have discussed the healthcare issues. Everybody agrees that something's got to be done about the healthcare, but there are some things that have come up that are a little bit, to me, a little bit scary. And Mark has read all the books and everything, and we're going to talk about that. But one of the things that I've seen that seems to be to me is kind of intimidating is the electronic medical records that can be sold or that they're going to be used throughout the nation. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I think that's the big push right now is to try to get everybody's medical records on the computer. Unfortunately, in healthcare right now, only about 10% of medical offices are computerized, and there have to be specific reasons for that. We haven't even come to grips with the privacy issue. The privacy issue is going to be very difficult once medical records are all consolidated on one big server out in cyberspace.
Now, that's what I understand is that that seems to be a big problem in Congress, in both the House of Representatives and the Senate. And the House of Representatives wants to, you know, to make put a lot of secure software on it, where the Senate doesn't seem to want that much. And it seems to be a fear that these medical records might be sold or available to other entities.
You know, initially we worry about, on these medical records, we worry about what if somebody breaks in and steals them from us, and to find out that they would also be sold is just another level of concern, I think.
How do you feel about the newest controversy, and that would be chipping?
Chipping, I'm not that familiar with the chipping part.
Chipping information, in this case, would be the information about your health records. And,
attaching
it to a card or something like that.
Or installing it in your body.
Well, yeah, that's another thing that people are talking about.
Or your children.
You know, they're already talking about that in the military, being able to do that, put it in you so that in case, you know, they can just scan you as you're coming into the emergency rooms and things.
You know, there are always analogies. You know, people have worn the wristbands that have had basic medical information so that when they go up or they show up in the emergency room, that the doctors will have some basic information about their allergies and medications. I'm not sure that having the whole medical record would be essential at that point in time.
How does that affect you having to put everything online like this? Is this do you have to do this? Do you have people that do this in the medical records?
Well, I think the first part of that is to understand why medical records haven't been computerized in the first place. And data entry is the most expensive. At one of our local community clinics, they started a computerized system, and their patient load decreased from seeing about 20, 25 patients a day down to 12 because of the additional effort required for the data entry. So that's the most intense part of a medical record system, is putting the information in. Once the information's in the computer, of course, computers are very good at grinding out patterns and trends and details. Of course, the information's only as good as what's put in.
Right. And I understand that even where a regular data entry number cruncher used to be able to put stuff in, now with all the new rules, it almost takes somebody that's really familiar with medical terminology, you know, might even have to take a nurse or a physician's assistant to start putting some of this in.
Well, that's exactly what happened at our local clinic, not Hilltop, but they were forced to hire nurses because the untrained personnel didn't know exactly how to enter in the information and what was important. So that increased their costs and also decreased the number of patients that they could see per day.
You know, one of the things that concerns me, and we've got to take a break here, and we come back, I want to talk about it, is the fact that who gets this information? We talked about, you know, the DNA, taking DNA from people and how insurance companies can use it, and how this can impact on our lives. And the idea of having our medical records that may be open to insurance companies and other groups of people, to me, is extremely scary. I mean, you talk about a loss of individual freedoms.
You're listening to Carla Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. Our special guest today is Dr. Mark Pierce. Join us on the other side. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carla Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelly have got the finest tobacco emporium in the entire state of California. finest walk-in humidor. Great people. The people that work for them are knowledgeable and friendly. And Espresso Joe's will give you the coffee that you want at reasonable prices. Go visit Joe and Shelley, our great Americans.
Our guest today is Dr. Mark Pierce, and he is the owner of Hilltop Medical Clinic, as well as the Hilltop on Eureka. Very renowned, popular doctor in our area. And I have a special question. I'm sure that many of our listeners, this has been a topic that many people have called in about. Do you think that the rise of illegal aliens in our country is affecting our medical care?
Well, this is actually not a new problem. When I was in my training program down in Irvine, we frequently delivered babies of people who have come across the border illegally. But the issue you get in is if you don't provide them with health care, then they bring problems and diseases and illnesses into your community. So you're really forced to. Once they're here, not providing care is difficult. And especially as a doctor, when they're right in front of you, you're going to help them. Now, the cost issue is definitely there. Medical care costs a certain amount of money to deliver, and the bills spread out amongst the people who are paying. So, if they're not contributing to the payment, then they're being helped, and they're not contributing.
But this is when the number of illegals that have come across the border are so tremendous. I mean, we're spending $9 billion a year in California just on illegals, and it's in education, it's in the prison system, and it's medical. There's actually been clinics that have shut down in Southern California due to the fact of so many illegals in the area that aren't paying and they just can't make ends meet.
Yeah, that is the difficult part. You can have one clinic that's doing quite well, taking care of private patients, and another clinic that's barely making ends meet or having to close because they don't have the funding to do the work. And yet people still have access to care. If we don't provide them care at the clinic level, then they're going to go to the emergency rooms and hospitals.
Dr. Pierce, how long have you been practicing?
I've been a physician for about 30 years, and I've been in Reading for 25.
So how and if has medicine changed, or how you have practiced changed?
Well, it's become a lot more detailed, a lot more information. Years ago, when I did a preventive health care exam, I would spin a hematocrit and do a urinalysis and talk to the patient, and that was all that was required. Nowadays, we have to go down through a list of preventive health care measures, colonoscopies, pap smears, mammography. All of these things are important, but they take a lot of additional time.
And cost.
And that's the question is, where do we put our emphasis? Is it in screening for cancer and screening for care, or at the end of an illness, treating it as well?
Well, one of the main reasons we wanted to have Mark, Dr. Pierce on our show today was these new projected changes in our healthcare, and one of them, from what I have been able to glean out of this, is something called the National Coordinator of Health Information Technology, who supposedly will monitor treatments to make sure your doctor is doing what the federal government deems appropriate and cost-effective. Okay, let me say that one more time. They're going to monitor treatments to make sure the doctor, your doctor, is doing what the federal government deems appropriate and cost-effective.
Scary,
that scares me.
Scary prospect for physicians.
Big brother.
This is already happening with private insurances. We have utilization review, and it sounds like just another step in that direction where somebody else is in the room with us trying to influence the decisions that are being made. Medicine is personal. It's between the doctor and the patient, and the further you step away from that relationship, the more cavalier and impersonal you can be. We're not responding irrational to patients' demands. We're just dealing with it on a very personal level.
So now, we need to stand up and be names, not numbers.
Yeah. A lot of this came out of Tom Daschle's book, and that he wrote, and he based it a lot of it on the care, the healthcare system in England. And the name of the book is Critical, What We Can Do About the Healthcare Crisis. Now, this is Tom Daschle. This is the one that was coming up to be in charge, I think, of health and human services or whatever that is called at the cabinet level, but then didn't make it because of tax problems. That's right. That's that Tom Daschle. And now, but his book is being used, or is the blueprint for it is in this new one. Now, this board of bureaucrats are going to get in between the doctor and my treatment is very scary to me. It hasn't been instituted yet, but they're talking about it.
It's a difficult proposition. Right now, we're red taped to provide care. If they want to decrease the number of CT scans that we order for patients, they just make it more difficult for us to order them. It takes more time, and then that's really basically being rationed by inconvenience.
Yeah. Hey, look, this is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Studios, located at 2655 Park Marina Drive. They're our choice of photographers, and when you go there, you're going to receive outstanding quality at great affordable prices. Visit Dan and Julia. Tell them Linda and Carl sent you, and have a great experience.
Okay, Mark, the new plan that was just passed a couple weeks ago about for the children's health insurance. It's going to have a huge impact on us, isn't it?
I think it is. There are a lot of good things that happened with that package. We see children at Hilltop under the Blue Cross Blue Shield's Healthy Families program, and this does give them wider access to general health care. They're not shifted off into the Medi-Cal system, which is really a separate health care system. The issue that I have now is that as more children are put into the Healthy Families program, there are going to be fewer that need Medi-Cal assistance. What's happening with the dollars that used to be spent on them in the Medi-Cal system?
Well, also, it looks like is what I understand is, yes, while it does have some beneficial sides to it, that it also is people that could afford health insurance are taking themselves out of it because it reaches all the way up to $63,000 for an annual income for a family of four.
That's correct. I mean, they have broadened it by providing to include more children. We're working towards universal health care for children.
Well, and that's the next thing. We start talking universal health care. This is not a term that the president used. He used other terms, but
fancy terms. But it's national health care.
But essentially, is you see, that's where we're going then.
I think we're starting to move in that direction pretty quickly with children. And of course, everybody's sympathetic. We don't want a child to go without health care. And from my standpoint, I'm a little bit biased because the Medi-Cal system is so difficult to work with. We're looking for almost anything different to provide so that they have access to all of the health care that a person in the private system would have. That being said, is it allowing somebody to not pay for their health care? I think that's the other side of the coin. How does everyone contribute fairly to the health care system? We talked earlier about the people coming across the border, the illegal aliens, whether or not they contribute, and that's something that's been discussed over and over and over again. Are they contributing, and how much?
Well, that's the problem. And you're right. You know, children should have medical care. I mean, I agree with that. But I also think is if you've got the ability to help pay for this, you know, pay at the level that you can help with. I mean, if you can help with $100 a month on it, that's still $100 a month.
And what's the cringe factor with our elderly?
Well, you know, that's the other thing that came up in this book and that Daschle said. You know, you go from one extreme to the other where we're giving we want to go with universal health care for our children, and yet, as Daschle wrote, health care reform is not going to be pain-free. Well, I'm not sure exactly what he means by that, but who he was talking about is that seniors should be more accepting of the conditions that come with age instead of treating them. That means the elderly could bear the brunt of a lot of this. You know, you're getting older, hey, you're going to not feel so good. You know, you shouldn't, always go in there for treatment.
What does that mean? Kick them to the curb? I mean, how do you take that, Dr. Pierce?
Well, this is the problem. Healthcare is personal. And when the physician's in the room talking directly to the patient, we're going to try to do everything we can to make their life better and longer. And, of course, there's going to be controversy with each and every decision that is made. What I'd like to do is, and what would be fun, would be to have Mr. Daschle in the room while you're talking with that patient and see how he would make his decision.
Regarding if that was,
whether it was reasonable. Well, you have
to, if those were his folks, how do you want me to practice now?
Well, see, he doesn't have to worry about it because Tom Daschle comes under a separate health care system because he was a senator. He doesn't have to worry about it. He gets free medical care the rest of his life. And because of all the millions he makes as a lobbyist, I imagine his parents are pretty well taken care of too. But see, that's the problem is when you get people in that situation, they're rich, they're up there making choices for the rest of us, that they are not in the same situation. They have special health care because they were a member of Congress. You know, they may have changed it now, but before they had it. So the other thing about with the elderly is that according to this, or it could be, is that, you know, right now Medicare pays for treatments deemed safe and effective. The stimulus bill could change that and apply a cost effectiveness standard. Now, cost effectiveness could mean is if we're going to spend $1 million, we've got something, a condition needs to be treated. It's going to cost $250,000. If you're 25, hey, we're going to do that. If you're 85, we may not do that.
We're taking your calls for Dr. Mark Pierce, 221-1402. If you have a comment or a question, do call. The doctor's in the house. I have a question for you. Since you're practicing medicine, it's a calling, it's a desire, it's a passion. And since you've started from your years of 30 years practicing, what's it like now? Do you feel like you're kind of having to, well, just explain to us, do you feel like you've one hand's tied behind your back and you're moving forward with the way that you like to approach your patients?
Well, I don't think I was prepared for the pushing and shoving that was going to occur in the healthcare world. I prefer to be in the room just working with the patient, and everybody else has a different idea about how medicine should be practiced. For example, in the hospital, it is important to understand a person's code status, whether or not they should be resuscitated or not, if their heart should stop. And it used to be just a simple discussion between the physician and the patient. After I discussed the code status, frequently a nurse will discuss the code status, then the pastor will discuss the code status. And when the patient goes home, they come back in the hospital, it's done all over again. Pretty soon the person's getting nervous about their code status because it has to be discussed so many times. There are so many unintended consequences in healthcare. Somebody has good intentions, they create a rule, and then we deal with all the unintended consequences.
Gary, good morning.
Good morning. I had a question for the doctor, and that is what his thoughts were, what his feelings were about the amounts of money being spent on premature children, neonatal health care. I.e. the Octomom, what he thinks would happen in our society, considering the majority of these children, especially the early deliveries, the 24, 25-weekers that have significant medical problems the rest of their lives.
Again, a difficult problem. Once you're in the room with a mother that's trying to have a healthy baby, you're pretty much going to do all that you can to help that situation. Technology's advanced. Unfortunately, on the edges of technology, things sometimes don't work out as well as you'd hoped. Those children do have a lot of problems later on in life, and many of them aren't able to survive. That's on the cutting edge of controversy right there, I believe. Yeah.
You know, I think, Gary's what it is that once the doctor, you know, once it's happening, you know, the doctors don't have a choice. They're going to give it their best shot. You know, the big question is the person that impregnated her with these or inserted all of these eggs in her, and what is going to happen to that person?
Well, the other thought is what is going to happen – to the doctor as far as malpractice goes,
yeah.
if the outcome is dictated by a third party, by a non-physician individual who says that they're not going to be able to take and spend all this money on these children because they're not viable or the outcome is not cost-effective.
Yeah, again, I think we have to be careful. My preference is to leave it in the room with the doctor and the patient. No one is very excited about a person having that many children at one time. Just the care that they're going to require is going to be overwhelming. But this was a unique circumstance. It does bring to head the whole controversy, but you have to be careful because otherwise technology that'll help people have children who aren't able to is going to be affected.
Okay, Gary, that's a good question. It leads to something else, but we have to take a break, so thank you very much for calling in. This is Carl Lindebaugh from Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our guest is Dr. Mark Pierce. Join us on the other side.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio right here on KQMS. News Talk 1400. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's the finest location in the North State to find that special necklace, ring, bracelet, whatever you're looking for. With over 40 years of experience in the gem trade and the only watch repairman in all of Reading, they offer the finest value at the best prices. Let's go to the phones. By the way, our guest today is Dr. Mark Pierce. And Jerry, have a question for the doc?
Well, yes, I do. It's sort of maybe not in his field. I don't know. I just am a bit perplexed. I heard on the news that Obama has ordered a cut in Medicare and Medicaid. And that would obviously mean payment going to doctors for the services of senior citizens who were mandated on to Medicare, whether you wanted it or not. So to pay for all these other SHIP programs and what's going on, they're going to cut the seniors' medical care in half. Is this what's happening?
No, I haven't seen that specific.
It was just on the news not 5 minutes ago.
The doctors on a yearly basis face the fear of having a cut from the Medicare system. This year we got a 1% raise after a bloodbath, but this is an ongoing an issue as well. If they cut physicians back, we're just not going to be able to provide the type of care that patients expect.
And yet the SHIP program provides the care for families up to $60,000, and we're talking seniors that probably a lot of them are living on Social Security and are just scraping by, and so with the government, or Obama, he is the bottom buck here, has stated on the news, unless the news is telling a fib, that they're cutting Medicare and Medicaid. So I'm very concerned about this because my dad's an older citizen, yeah. And there are lots of older citizens out there.
Absolutely, Jerry. And I tell you what, Jerry, we're going to research this today, and tomorrow is an open line show. Completely open line, so it's anything anybody wants to talk about, but this should be one of the subjects, but we're trying to find it right now, which you just saw.
I appreciate it.
Oh, yes, ma'am, we will, and thank you so much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, Mark, that leads to something else. How do we keep health costs down? You wanted to talk about that.
Well, I think it has to go back to personal responsibility and people becoming aware of how to stay healthy. I mean, we're having a weight crisis and across the world, really. This affects health care. Vitamin D, people are at the end of life taking medications to prevent osteoporosis, and a lot of this could be prevented if people had an adequate amount of vitamin D throughout their lifetime. So it really behooves a person, an individual, to take charge of their health. Nobody's going to care more about their health than themselves. It's worth it. Get informed and do all that you can to stay healthy. This will help the country more than any of these health care initiatives.
Well, you know what? Frosty, our Cracker Jack producer, has found something here that Jerry just talked about. This came over the AP wire. We're going to research it even more. But President Barack Obama has unveiled a $3.55 trillion over $3.5 trillion spending plan for the next year that would boost taxes on the wealthy and curtail Medicare to make way for a $634 billion down payment on universal health care. Well, welcome aboard, everybody. Get ready for the ride. Sit down, hang on, and shut up. We're getting ready to roll. I'm going to take a quick break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl and Linda Bott. And our guest today is Dr. Mark Pearson. Mark, we're really glad that you showed up and tried to clear up some of these questions, but there's so many of them. You know, the Canadian health system and all this that we seems like we're heading to. The phone call we just got about Medicare being cut for the universal health coverage. I mean,
will you come back again, Mark?
I think, take matters into your own hand. Do the best you can to try to avoid needing health care. Do as much preventive work as you can. Get informed, exercise, watch your weight, take a vitamin a day. Really learn what is the best way to not need my help at the clinic. And then when you need it, we'll be there for you.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Mark Pearce. It's been an honor. And we'll have you back again. Promise to come?
You betcha.
Okay. We have two people in the house right now that we are very honored to have in as well. Right now, we've got a radiothon going on. And, of course, many of you know Don Burton. He is the voice you hear on K-Shasta. And, Don, you have some news for us?
You know, the radiothon's going strong, and we just want to invite KQMS listeners to take a quick moment and tune in to 104.3 FM. And, of course, come right back over to KQMS. But take a moment and hear the stories of St. Jude. We're raising money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Our 800 number is 1-800-966-5529. And as we've been talking, Rachel, you know, it's so cool that this hospital is here. It's a local hospital because if a child here in Redding, Northern California, needed their help, you'd be there. The plane tickets would come. Everything would be taken care of from your meals and every bit of health care that your child needs at absolutely no cost.
Just take a moment to head over to K-Shasta 104.3. If you hear these stories, it's life-changing. This is the second year I've been privileged to be able to be part of it, and it's amazing, and it really kind of puts everything into perspective for you. You go home and hug your kids mm-hmm. right after this. Mm-hmm. The number's 1-800-966-5529. We're going today and tomorrow. All day.
Now, so. Rachel, you have children.
I have two, yes.
And Don, you have?
I have three.
That's right. So when you have children and you visit St. Jude's and you see what can happen in just your ordinary life and boom, all of a sudden something happens with your child and the care that can happen and that is the research that happens from St. Jude. I've been fortunate enough to visit the hospital in Atlanta. What an experience. So again, tell our listeners where they need to go in order to pledge $20 a month to become a partner.
Well, we are over on K-Shasta 104.3 FM, and the number is 1-800-966-5529. That's a local phone bank. We're right here in the building ready to take your calls.
Yeah, I want to just quickly thank both of you guys, Carl and Linda, for giving us the opportunity, KQMS, for spreading the word about the story. It is it means a lot to me that you guys will help cross-promote this, and I haven't publicly welcomed you onto the air. I know that the North State is wrapping their arms around your show, so thanks for everything that you guys are doing.
Well, thanks a lot, Don, and thanks for everything that all the help you've given us. And the fact is that having the being able to help with this is really big for us because we care about what's going on with our community here in the North State, and we always have. So if this is a way that we can help, we implore our listeners, after our show is over today, go over to K-Shasta, give Rush up for a while, and go and listen to Don and Rachel, and let's do something for these children.
Again, the number is 1-800-966-5529, and you can call now for $20 a month. You can become a partner in hope. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Dr.
Thanks,
Mark Pearce.
Thank you.
Yeah, now tomorrow, it's remember, tomorrow's chaos. Tomorrow, when the phone starts ringing, you're in charge. And there's so many things that looks like we could be talking about. Let me just throw one out.
Tonight,
we have Vintner Cellar, corner of Placer and California. It's a meet and greet. We want to say hello to y'all. Come on in, have some snacks. It's not an open bar. I know you people. Come on out. Yeah, I know. Flossie says, well, I'm not coming. Anyway, come on out. Come and meet us. Let us say thank you. You have given us such a warm welcome here in the North State on our show.
Plus, we have a special announcement.
Plus, we have a special announcement there. The other thing tomorrow, again, like it's an open line show. I want to talk about some of these healthcare issues. The other one, Eric Holder, Attorney General, says, oh, by the way, that Second Amendment stuff, I think we're going to have to tweak that a little bit. And we can talk about that tomorrow. We're going to talk about H.R. 45 on Monday. We got a lot of shows coming up, people. And the, and again, this show is for you. This is your conduit to let the people in the North State know how you feel.
Go to freefireradio.com, email us, let us know what you think, take our poll. Just give us your thoughts.
Yeah, no, we have a survey
Hang out
on that.
With us.
We have a survey on there. Just go to it. Tell us what you want. All right. This is Carl and the Bot here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? News Talk 1400 KQMS.